Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today, and joining me on the line is the Nationals candidate, James Thompson. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Gemma. Great to be with you and all of your listeners this morning.
Absolutely. Great to have you on Hunter Valley Today. Now, it's a bit of the hot topic, I guess you could call it, which is going around, which is the emissions targets. Everyone's kind of got their opinion, have their stance on it. How do you feel with the Nationals, I guess?
Well, the first thing I'll say, Gemma, is our parliamentary party are currently working through that, and I'm not going to preempt the answers to those questions prior to the party deciding. But if we had a dollar for every time we've heard Barnaby Joyce, our Deputy Prime Minister, talk about Singleton and Muswellbrook the past fortnight, Gemma, we'd all be rich. And I guess what gives me confidence is that the Nationals are a party, and I'm certainly very passionate about ensuring that the 14,000 families that rely on mining are supported, and that our region over the next 10, 20, 30 years becomes an even better place to live and raise a family. And I know that I want that great future for my children, and I want that for all of the families right across the Hunter region.
Absolutely. And I guess, in a way, do you have any fears or concerns about, you know, up here in the Upper Hunter, throughout the Hunter, we are a coal industry. Do you have any concerns that reaching this reduced emissions target by 2050 could implicate any workers or families within these regions?
Coal is an important part of our economy, Gemma, and I've been talking about, as I've gone out and met with locals, and we talk about the coal industry. I think of Rachel, who I work with, and her husband that works in the mines, and they've got three boys, and they've got a mortgage, and they're wanting their kids to get ahead and have a good education. Mm. And everybody who's involved in the coal mining community wants that. This is not just about people that work in the mines. It's the hairdressers, it's the florists, it's the businesses that rely on this industry. And I've been very passionate, Gemma, about adding industries into the Hunter's economy. That's why we've announced the hydrogen hub, and I'm a big advocate for the container terminal at the Port of Newcastle, which will unlock jobs and businesses right through the Upper Hunter region. And I'm very passionate about adding to our economy and not subtracting like some others are focused on doing.
I guess as well, I just want your opinions right now about what's happening in Parliament with Christian Porter. You know, there is that whole issue with the blind trust and people turning blind eyes to that. How do you feel about this issue that we've seen really break over today in the last few days?
I'm a big believer that we need accountability and honesty and integrity in politics, Gemma. Mm. I think the focus this week has been on Christian Porter, but right across the parliament you have the Green Senator Hanson Young, that was taking a crowdfunding page and was getting donations from people under pseudonym names, and that flies under the radar. So right across the board, from the Greens through to our side of politics, we do need to have accountability and integrity for people seeking to represent their areas. And I'd like to see politicians stop attacking each other and putting the other side down and start to come up with a plan and a vision for the future. And that's why I'm excited and I put my hand up in the Hunter, because I wanted to see a future where our region and the people in this region are represented. And my hope is, Gemma, that I'll do a lot more listening to our communities than I do talking, because that's what our communities here in the Upper Hunter deserve.
Absolutely. And I guess you could say you're going to take that through to the next election that's really coming up, which could be a very, I guess, spicy in a way election that we're going to see throughout the Hunter, because, you know, with Mr. Joel Fitzgibbon leaving that seat, do you think there is a great chance for the Nationals Party to really claim what has, you know, long in history been a Labor seat?
Yeah, look, you're right, Gemma. It has been a long Labor seat, and at a local, state and federal level, I've been frustrated that our region hasn't gotten the attention that it deserves. This is a fantastic place to live and work and raise a family, but the Labor Party have clocked off from the Hunter a long time ago. And, I mean, you had Mark Dreyfus, the shadow Attorney General, calling Joel the idiot for the Hunter, and I thought that was terrible, Gemma, and I'm tired of that kind of politics. And if Labor are so focused on attacking each other, whatever they're doing that, they're not focused on the future of this region. And I want to see a great future, because for my kids, I've got a two-year-old at home and a baby on the way, actually, in a couple of weeks, Gemma.
Aww.
And I want to make sure there's a good future. And I see that future being bright with the Nationals. And, yeah, look, I know that we're going to get there, and competition's a good thing. So the fact that that things are where they're at the next election. I'm looking forward to hearing what the voters in the Hunter want to see happen.
Absolutely, and I'm sure there's plenty here that want to see what you're going to bring and continue hearing and following that journey. James, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Thanks for your time, Gemma, and your listeners, and it's always good to chat.